food for De Bortoli Wines, family winemakers, established in 1928.
Any silly business, or we just talk to you?
No, of course not.
Scorchap talks food.
Good morning, Ross, John, and fellow Melburnians. Now, today, I want to talk to you two about the world's best squares. What would rank as your number one?
Red Square.
I'll tell you.
St. Mark's Square. Tiananmen Square.
Yeah, all good nominations, but I reckon I found the best square.
Barclay Square.
What, in front of
Nightingales and all.
Best square in Melbourne is not Fed Square. This week I've been to Taksim Square, not the one in Istanbul. That's a bit of the blue mosque there, but the fabulous Turkish restaurant in Mooney Ponds.
Hello, possums.
Hello, Tone. Tone, have you ever been to Turkey?
No. The closest I've been is Bali.
Not to worry, mate. Just nip on down to Taksim Square on Mount Alexander
Putting
Road.
On the dogs late at night full of gas.
You'll have the same experience. So not sure if you guys know this, but Mooney Ponds and Istanbul, they have so many things in common. They're basically identical. So this is true. Tina Arena grew up in Mooney Ponds. Istanbul has Marina Arena. Istanbul has Yildiz Clock Tower. Mooney Ponds has the Clock Tower Centre. And Oscar Yildiz has been there.
He has.
And Istanbul is famous for its bathhouses. As we know, Mooney Ponds has Bed Bath and Table. So.
Thank you very much.
All right, I'll get on with it. So, Otto, man, oh man, this place, seriously good. We had such a fabulous meal there at Taksim Square. A real unexpected hit. It's a bit of a hidden gem on Mount Alexander Road. The restaurant itself isn't much to look at. Has a bit of a function centre feel about it, but that's okay. It just means nothing to distract you from sucking down a fat kebab. Everything we ate was a complete winner. The cigari boreghi, which are feta-filled pastry cigars, pretty simple stuff, but they tasted so good they're probably going to kill you. I would happily lay down my life for another one of those bad boys. Now, I reckon I'm pretty good with languages, if I don't say so myself, but if we do have any Turkish listeners, you're welcome to call in and correct my pronunciations because they're quite difficult.
Did you have any ispanakli ikli kofte?
Yes.
Ah.
Hey.
Yeah, excellent.
Did Ross say it right? Ring in. So Taksim Square has this enormous three-sided grill that dominates the cavernous space. It's called a Ojok Bashi grill, which translates as stand by the grill.
Stand by
grill.
So the chef. Did you have any spaghetti?
What? So the chef stands there looking all mysterious and cool, grilling away cutlets and calamari and snapper and shish kebab. As soon as you sit down, quick as a flash, a lovely trolley dolly comes around with a load of meze items so you can have a squiz at what you're about to order. I'll run you through what we ate. So
you're Australian, isn't it? You have a squiz at the trolley dolly.
So everything that was outstanding. I'll just pick out some highlights. We had the jajik and hummus, which is you've got to start with some dips and pita bread, of course. I also love the, as you said before, Ross, the iklik kofta.
Ispanakli iklik kofte?
Yeah, so that was out of control. So these are mini football-shaped koftas with minced lamb, spices, onion and parsley. Meat juice oozes out of them as soon as you cut into them. That was great. The showstopper dish, though, is the Turkish Adana. So, which I'll have you know, was voted the most popular kebab in Turkey.
We need to have a small correction here. Two listeners protest that Tina Arena was born in a part of Turkey called Kiler East.
Yeah, but she grew up in Mooney Ponds, I'm sure.
Okay.
So, the Turkish Adana, it was named after the Adana region of Turkey where the family comes from. So, this is minced lamb mushed onto a giant sword, seasoned with paprika and red capsicum and char grilled. You can order up to a metre of that if you're game. So, if you want to hop into that, what would you have ordered?
I just can't go past garlic prawns wherever I see them.
Okay.
Or chili prawns.
Benzo?
Yeah.
I've gone straight to the mains, and I'm going for the mixture, the Taksim grill for two,
yep,
with a mixture of char grilled tender cutlets, chicken, lamb, and mushroom kofta.
Lovely. Taksim Square, 561 Mount Alexander Road, Mooney Ponds. Full review is on the website, 25 after 8. Some square, round us off.
So, Scorch's succinct summary for Taksim Square. The Turkish food was a delight, great place for a family function, and why go to Istanbul? We can go to Mooney Ponds. You won't do your dough here. Meze items, about $8 to $14. Grilled meats, $24 per person. No matter what you go for, you'll walk away Istanbul. I loved it. I'd be happy to eat three square meals there a day. I'm going to take my mum.
Is it licensed?
Yes. You can get a beer, get a wine. You'd love it.